This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Free trade is a misnomer, says Jane Ann Morris, the anthropologist, activist, and author of Gaveling Down the Rabble, How Free Trade is Stealing Our Democracy, contends that a more accurate term would be forced trade.
Local communities or states or even countries aren't allowed to, for example, keep out things that they think are harmful. They're not allowed to keep in things that they think should be preserved, like resources, and they're not allowed to keep up standards, whether they're human rights standards or environmental standards, that they as a community decide are appropriate for them. So in a sense, it's forced trade, and it's much more than trade in that they are forced to do business with people on terms that they think are inappropriate or dangerous or immoral.
But this is not an issue that began with NAFTA or the creation of the World Trade Organization. Morris says that free trade, as a U.S. policy, has its roots in the late 19th century, when early corporations were looking for ways to avoid state regulations.
Corporations were very much being run by state laws, and they tried many other ways to get out from under them, and the one that worked, starting in the 1870s, was when corporate lawyers got together with federal judges and concocted a doctrine using the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution. And they started to claim that all kinds of state laws about health, about fairness, about pricing, about transportation, that all of these state laws were in fact unconstitutional because they were trade barriers that interfered with trade between the states.
By the 1930s, Morris says, free trade was firmly established within the United States. But only in the past generation has the concept been extended to international trade, creating a regulatory landscape with some chilling but often unrecognized consequences.
Under current United States understanding of the Commerce Clause, most of the anti-apartheid laws of the 1980s would be declared unconstitutional.
This sort of far-flung hegemony is inherently unsustainable, something that Morris thinks the American citizenry is gradually coming to recognize.
Everything starts crashing down when you realize that you're eating things mostly from thousands of miles away. And it's totally unsustainable. If we paid near the real price, even of transport, we would have a completely different food system. And I think we're beginning to see that.
Morris says she wrote her book to call attention to the downside of free trade, which she believes will eventually falter due to global shortages of oil and other key commodities.
I'm trying to sound an alarm. It is under the radar. It's not questioned, and I'm trying to get people to treat this doctrine, using the Commerce Clause to throw out state and local laws, to face the doctrine head on and say, this doctrine is inappropriate and it's insulting and it does not come from the Constitution.
Jane Ann Morris will read from Gaveling Down the Rabble this evening at Copperfield's Books in Sebastopol. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.